still sign it.
Is it who made the last motion?
It was on line 10. I said Vickery made the motion. Okay. Vickery signed right. it. It was on line 10.
We got that one right there.
Was there a second one?
Yeah, there was.
All right, it's 4:45, Monday, March 3rd. A work session here with our road superintendent, Cemetery Sexton Holland. I just want to do a couple things with you, Doug. Thanks for coming in early. I know you're on.
It's fine.
Or it's coming fine. In staying late. Just wanted to kind of review off the projects list, completions that your department did last year, where we're at on stuff this year, and just have a conversation. So the leaf plant for last year, and you give us your thoughts on that.
What was last season?
Yes, 2004 leaf season.
I wish I had the numbers on top of my head, I don't. We picked up more leaves this year than last year, obviously. I want to say it was, I just turned my MS4 report into the county, which was, I'm trying to think, I wish I would have done one of that. Anyhow, it went well. With the addition of a new employee, it'll be even better because we're not going to have someone, when we have someone out, it always left us in a hole. So either the mechanic was filling in or I was filling in, which meant something else wasn't done. So adding a replacement for a person, he was off quite a bit.
Yeah. The communication through the app, the notifications was
that went, yeah, that's way smoother. The longer this goes on, I think the better it'll be. You know, trying at the beginning, we were trying to tell people we're going to be here in 3 days. Well, that just doesn't work. It's a great idea, but if it's sunny and people rake leaves all night, and then what was perceived at 2 o'clock that, hey, we'll get to this neighborhood in an hour or 3 hours, turns into 2 days, there's no way to predict that until you're there. So things like that, or machines break, trucks break, things happen. So to give them, we're going to be there next day, isn't ever going to happen. Within a week, and then you had long week, things like that, that changes is how it goes.
How much overtime was used? You're not prepared because we're just randomly asking you questions. I would like that information.
Yeah. We didn't work a ton of overtime.
Right, I saw you
past.
Like, right, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, we
stayed, so I would love to know that, Doug, if you can put that in your report at some point.
Yeah, I'll put it in for next week.
Because I think GPS and the app, I didn't get any calls this year.
So GPS was a
from resident saying.
I had emails from Mary Carr.
Okay.
The GPS just in the leaf trucks was a game as far as how we are running us. And it's not just, we go this way, right, like UPS does. It was about when your trucks are full, when do they need to go dump. So there's a lot of that kind of is unseen. And while you're watching it, it's not like I stare at the screen all day, but on the screen, I can see when someone's at a pile for 2 minutes and then they're moving on. Or if they're there for 15 minutes or I get a call like, hey, you didn't pick up my leaves, I could answer a lot of those questions right away because I could say, nope, they drove past your house. Why did they drive past your house? Well, there's probably a clear car. There's things I can figure out, right? So this was huge in changing our, which when we had mounted all the trucks and added the plow routes in, we changed how we did our routes. We moved a lot of things for starting at the west side or the far side of the township working in.
Would it be helpful to have, you the truck pulls the trailer that holds the leaves.
Yep.
Is it easy to change that trailer and put it on a new truck that only does the drop-offs and you're always keeping the truck with an empty trailer moving?
No, because the trailer is the back. That's where the diesel motor is, where the backing actual trailer. So all one unit. So there's a different system we could go to, which means you're putting leaf box on the dump trucks.
No. I was thinking just another one of what we have.
Absolutely. You're looking at probably $180,000 off the top of my head to add another machine, which we're not far away. We almost have the staff for that. And you're going to add a third truck, which would make things, it would probably cut your overtime out.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But if we didn't have much overtime, maybe it doesn't matter. At least right now.
No,
maybe in a few years it will matter.
Yeah, as we're adding
subdivision. Or bad weather.
Well, that's the bigger one is bad weather. Everyone's like, well, you're just adding subdivisions while the trees are small. We're probably good for a while. But as these neighborhoods get into the 10 and 20-year mark and we have real trees, our leaf volume is going to just all of a sudden overnight, we're going to be like, oh boy, wait, we're behind. Why are you behind? So remember this conversation. I'm like, yeah.
Well, I think if you had somebody just driving, that's all they did was drop off the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how easy it is to change trailer to trailer.
It's a pinel hitch.
Tailor to truck, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a huge deal if you have a third machine to do that. The other thing we looked at were a machine and a truck that drives, it's a one-person operation. You operate it like a joystick, like a trash truck, right? So one person runs that truck, and that truck's full, they go. That was another option where we're going to look at our staffing level, because it doesn't make sense to have all kinds of staff when we're not doing. So if we could get a truck like that, that might make up the difference too. So there's different ways to attack this. I just don't know that we're quite there.
I would also like a firm end date.
So we can do that. We can set our firm end
date. We got closer this time. You know, we are picking up leaves till December 6th.
Done.
Right. At least we say that.
Well, then we just stick to it.
And then we practice it.
Yeah.
Until a resident calls and says, my leaves didn't come down until December 10th. And then
all the bread prepares and water signs.
We would practice it.
Yeah.
I said we would practice it. If the majority of the people know we're not coming after December 6th, maybe we could get some improvement in that. I mean, I think you were still driving after Christmas looking for leaves.
We were. I mean, it's just how it goes. Like Waterside in particular has a lot of big Bradford pears. And eventually I called him and said, look, we're done, please. We can't keep, I can't get to the next step. You know, it just doesn't happen. So I'm fine with getting a deadline next year. And we call it that day and it's over. And then when people
and then
call
and
scream.
And we practice having it over.
Don't call and say, Doug, someone told me and I had a resident call, because then we're defeating that whole point. But if you say, okay, this is our day, I will stick by that date wholeheartedly.
All right. The sledding hill and bridge, is the grass pretty good on that sledding hill? I know it only got used a handful of times. And
yeah, it wasn't enough to beat it up, and we had enough frozen.
Yeah.
The ground was good enough that.
I know you got separating the property lines, but I talked about maybe a fire pit steps on the hill.
Yeah, eventually, so we can get, the thing is, you had, 5 inches of snow, 3 times people were out there. Do you want to invest the amount of money to put steps into a hill? I don't know. Would it make it easier to get up? Sure, it would.
How about a tow rope?
Huh?
My husband said somewhere he went that there's just a rope, so you've actually got something to hold on to pulling your sled that way.
Safety-wise,
just a big.
I'm thinking a rope that actually pulls you, like on a motor. I'm like, dude, what?
No,
maybe use it then.
And he said I thought something in it, so that's why I thought it would be very good. Just a tow rope, so people know where's the best park to go up the hill. Because if not, you pick a spot. So at least if you have something designated, where hey, this is a hand thing, you go up. Everybody's going to be going up that instead of trying to go up the little part or up the big
right
part
side of
or
the
back side. It just would be a little bit more of a signage, and it would be inexpensive.
From a liability perspective, that just to me is a red flag.
Which part?
The rope.
It's like a a handrail.
Yeah.
Oh. It's on stakes. It's on
posts.
Oh, I'm
thinking like a big rope with
no, it's on posts.
No.
And the rope just sits there instead of metal. And
or you could do a handrail. Something that.
Like
that
a split rope fence?
Yes. But.
Well,
can we just hold on to that?
You could.
No?
But a rope would be a lot cheaper. And
the split rail's already there.
Up the hill?
Yeah, it goes all up the sides.
Up both sides.
Oh, yes. I thought that was just to keep people from going over the other side.
No, I mean, it goes up I can add on another 60 feet and the whole thing's done.
Okay.
Whatever. Tell me what you want to do and that's what I'll do.
No, the AstroTurf around the pickleball courts, I think, was a good solution to the gravel.
Okay. I mean, yeah. It's lesser than concrete.
Yeah. The security cameras are ready to go over there? Because I know we had some vandalism on the wind guards.
Estimate from Triotech today. All our cameras we're waiting until our building was finished so we can run our Cat 6 from one end of the shop to the other end of the shop with a Wi-Fi. Router that's a little bit stronger to get us to the pickleball courts. So the cameras sit there on the back of the back, but that was all waiting for final on building. So that's done. We're going to start running Cat 6. It should be here. The cable itself, we're going to run it in house. That should be here today or tomorrow. And then we'll run that. Then Triotech will come in and install cameras and all that jazz. So it's coming.
Okay. Are they still playing pickleball, Chuck?
See anybody out in a while.
Well, I know that one day it got like 50 degrees, and that's where I just said throw locks on the court till April 1st or whatever. You know, there's going to be a day here, and people go out there, and it's just like, just lock them up, in my opinion, till April 1st.
You can do the maintenance needed or what have you.
No, it's just to keep discourage any potential vandalism. Like the wind guards getting cut up, you know, bag that.
I'm trying to work with the company to get some of that stuff warranty.
Yeah.
So I've sent 100 pictures to them, and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Next week's going to be 60s.
Yeah.
Really? You know, I was so annoyed with today. It is cold, and it's
windy. That's what
real cold. Like, wet cold.
Yes.
I was annoyed.
So speaking of vandalism and stuff at the park, we had people do donuts in the big fields. With parking, there's parking curb all the way around. Forever, there's been a gate, the stone walkway. That gate is open enough to get for ADA accessibility. But that gate serves absolutely zero purpose if you can drive around the gate, right? So the gate stops cars going this way, but I can go left or right. Zero point to that. So if we're going to do anything, I would suggest we put match split rail like we've been doing. And I called and got a couple quotes today. To do the perimeter of the park up towards the pickleball court and have like 5-foot openings where a car can't get through yet. People can get through and to do whatever, like where there's a no parking or a handicap zone where there's to go see whatever.
No, I go ahead, do it.
To me, that makes more sense to protect what we have than to add. It keeps honest people honest.
Yeah.
And it makes those gates somewhat sensible.
Discourages knuckleheads.
Yeah. And we had the guys that are running the fiber optics all over the place right now. They drove through our park and made a mess, so I stopped and gave them one of the guys aren't the people in charge. So I gave my car and said, have your boss call me so we can talk about what's been torn up at the park. They're running a track vehicle through the park. If you're looking at the bathrooms to the right, there's a no parking area. They drove their track vehicle through that, got up on the Wabash Catamount Trail, came back down, and just drove all. So I'm just going to make sure.
They could have started at the road and got on it.
Right.
So, I mean, that would have been pretty simple.
Yeah, so there's mud tracked all over that place. If you drive out there, you can see it clear as day, and I have a bunch of pictures if you mail them to you.
Just take care of it.
So.
Couple other things. I ran into Mike Melnick from Lucas County Engineer's Office. Mm-hmm. He said the MOU for the roundabout maintenance we should have. They just got to sign off on the river rack.
Okay.
So they're fine with keeping the trees that are out there.
Was that the one on...
Which one?
Stitt and Waterville, Monclova.
They want to keep those trees.
Why not?
Whatever you want. I'll do whatever.
No, they're fine if we want to keep them. I don't have a problem keeping them. Why, if they're 2 years, why replace them?
They're alive.
Sure. Do it. When do we start?
It's going to look like Salisbury Albin, this Waterville Stitt one.
Well, we can get a different type of river rock.
You get a better
they're not,
rock.
I don't think those are pine trees in there. They're
straggly trees.
Yeah.
They're
deciduous trees.
Yeah. I was thinking we should have gotten electricity put in this one, and we could make maintenance decorate all the deciduous trees for Christmas with lights.
Why don't you do that on this one?
Yeah. If we had electricity, we could. Think how much fun that would be.
Get solid color.
They got LED lights, timers.
The
without power.
Yeah, just with batteries.
Yeah.
With LED, it's a lot easier.
Let's do it. Let's decorate those.
Harold
trees.
Had this in the memo, but the maintenance position is 95% done.
It's done. We're in it.
Yeah. Okay. You got the COA.
Yep. So that's what was
COO.
So
occupancy, certificate of occupancy.
Yes, we got that last week. And that same day, we moved our dump trucks got moved into their permanent homes in our existing building. 22 is that getting outfitted. So we made a home for that. Moved some equipment around where the front end load unloader brings salt in and it tears concrete. It's just what happens. We're not going to move that into the new building and tear up new concrete. So we left that where it's at. Do you guys remember the sign shop and all the wood shop stuff? That's all out there. So that opened up that building. So we have plans to put a lift in for a lift to work on cars, right? To maintenance, all these things. So now we have space for that. We extended the loft on our side to get all the paper products up and off the floor. Like, there's a lot that just happened. So I would suggest just you know, take a look. It turned out really nice. So we don't have to cram everything in. Much needed.
Are the bathrooms clean?
Sometimes. On Mondays. Only on Mondays.
One of the things we talked about that the county nixed on those roundabouts was our signs, putting them there. So I had a conversation with Rod Culler, who owns those apartments there in Salisbury at Manly. And he said, as if we wanted to have a discussion about potentially leasing space.
Yeah, welcome that green sign, welcome Monclova, yeah, whatever.
He goes, what's the Andersons, though? Since they have the spot a little more open, but he says, I said, would you be willing to have a discussion about us? You know. He goes, well, yeah, I have to mow around it then. I said, well, we'll have that discussion. I mean, is that
50-year lease? Piece of property?
Huh?
Yeah, a 50-year lease, she's saying, on a piece of property.
So just lease a spot out there for those signs. I mean, we have the capability of putting a breakaway sign up, right?
Yeah, so what we originally designed for the county was a sign post as the base.
Right.
Had the post in the ground like normal. Then we put our street sign post in, and then we attached the sign to that. It meets the intent of a breakaway sign. However, that wasn't received very well at the county. So.
Right, so we're talking to a private property owner.
And if we do it the same way, it still would meet the intent of a breakaway sign.
But I don't know what the zoning, right? We only allow certain signs.
15 square feet.
Okay.
So I don't know.
It's bigger.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So we have to get a permit.
Or change the zoning for, or get the BZA.
We'd have we'd have to go get, however, we get a sign.
The BZA would have to approve a larger permit sign if, like I said, unless we wanted to talk to Andersons and about them.
So is that the sign you want to represent the township, though?
I'm sorry?
That's what he picked.
Okay.
We didn't have a discussion about it.
Yeah, I just drive by there. I'm like, hey.
That was smart thinking, Chuck.
We can't. Like, it's right off the highway.
Well, I mean, if I had my house up, I think I'd want something that was more appealing. Like
more permanent, brick or rock or.
Yeah.
Like the City of Maumee ones that everybody talks about.
Right.
I guess just to share with all of you, because you may hear of this too, we're having some discussions about are you familiar with the local government fund?
Uh-oh.
So there's a local government fund that Lucas County agencies get $18 million, of which Monclova gets 23,000.124%.
Hasn't changed in 10,000 years.
Hasn't changed since 1984.
Yucks.
The Metro Parks gets 4.5%. Well, all of a sudden, the Metro Parks is concerned that we're changing. We want to change the formula. Mm-hmm. So they've already reached out to me. They've reached out to Mike Hampton because Mike Hampton's been the one. So Matt Hierman came up with a formula based on population and number of square miles of Metro Parks in each of your jurisdictions. And out of the 20 jurisdictions, 14 would see a pickup in funding, six would see a decrease in funding. Metro Parks does not have a vote on this. Mm-hmm. Toledo stays the same. Toledo and Lucas County would both have to agree, and we work the formula so that they stay the same. We would see a pickup of $225,000 a year.
Good for Mike Hampton.
Yeah, they discussed that at the Springfield Township.
The Metro Parks meeting would see a $578,000
reduction.
But
were they number three on the list for getting the money?
Yeah.
They were number three of all of us.
Toledo gets that $18 million. Toledo gets $9 million. Sylvania Township gets their numbers. Yeah, so like Springfield Township gets $44,000. They're the third largest municipality.
And Mike's been talking to Matt, and that's how this got developed.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I've had a conversation with Mike. I'm meeting with Mike on Wednesday, and they're meeting with the Metro Parks on Friday. Because the Metro Parks do not have a vote on this. If we change the formula, the only rules are Toledo has to agree, Lucas County has to agree, and then it's a straight.
That's why it hasn't been changed, because they haven't agreed change.
Right.
So you're just being nice in meeting with the Metro Parks?
Well, they're going to politic Toledo and Lucas County to keep it the same, because, you know, they need more money to buy more land to take off our tax rolls.
Yeah. So if we get that money, where does it get designated to?
Well, and that's what I wanted to have in the conversation. Let's say hypothetically this would increase that. I mean, we could use it to enhance our parks. I think it would come. I don't know, where does that money come? Is that general fund dollars?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, $200,000 a year we could designate to park improvements. I mean, would be a
park additions.
Yeah.
Could be amazing for us.
Because even like Waterville Township, they would see a pickup of $100,000 a year. So any township pick up $400,000. I mean, yeah, there's 14 entities pick up, 6 decrease. And one of the decrease, like Village of Swanton, decreases $35 a year. Berkey decreases $1,300 a year. But Jerusalem Township sees a big bump, $120,000. Spencer picks up $80,000.
That's amazing.
Swan Township, 77.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So.
So good luck in the conversation, but I think we should probably be doing the
politicking. Well, it's going to be discussed at the LCTA meeting on the 12th.
12th.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. Is Mike making that presentation?
Well, and Matt.
Matt's okay there.
If Matt's on board, I would think we should feel pretty comfortable.
But I wanted to share that.
Important to share.
My thought.
I'll call my chins, yes.
But if you get
any calls
from the Metro Park. Because the other thing I want to talk about, I know, thank you for getting this quote on that, and I missed the last meeting, but about the benches and tables, that if we wanted to look for sponsoring rates on these. Like I said, we're talking.
Yeah, about, yes, I'd be happy to set up a donation
list. There's eight benches and 18 picnic tables. Do we want? I mean.
We should go much bigger than that, Chuck. Our little shelter houses could be named. There's lots of these, and we could in all those donated funds in parks.
I don't want to spend township money for 60-some thousand, but I think the donation is a fantastic idea. And Dawn's got a donation sheet still up. I think, wasn't it for you?
A policy.
A policy, a donation sheet, and a policy for donations to the township.
2 years ago, we used it for the fitness thing.
Right, for the bars.
How many benches and stuff do we have right now?
Was there 18?
No.
18 tables. You got eight benches.
That's to replace everything at both parks.
Oh, okay.
That's a direct replacement number.
So, I mean, you could get sponsors have the same benches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at two.
Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Yeah.
So are the benches a problem? Are they?
Right now, they're fine. In my opinion, our stuff seems to be in good shape. For the wind, everything that we deal with, there's some urge to replace them with updated composite-style benches and picnic tables and trash cans, and that's all in that quote. And it's $60,000. So that is
right. I think we said at the last meeting, no thanks. We're not interested. Our products are fine. We like our trash cans with our fancy lids.
I like the fancy lids. They're so nice. So with that being said, if we want to go with, say we want to change out benches.
But I still think we should have a donation policy that's more clear than we accept donations.
Yeah, I'm saying donation's a good idea. It doesn't mean we have to buy new benches.
We could get the $68,000 in and decide what we're doing.
So if someone wants to bring a bench in.
Except it's going to be more than 60.
Then it doesn't match our current benches. Is that okay?
No.
Yeah.
No. Really?
Oh, bring a bench in. Nobody brings a bench in. We make a plaque that gets put on the
Jeep. I would be consistent that all the matches match.
These are consistent with what's right. On the bike trail that the Metro Parks use. They're different color, a little different from board, I think. But yep. That composite material.
So,
yes, as things need replaced, we can use that as the future, but we don't need to do a blanket replacement of something that's perfectly fine.
This is so it looks good. Mm-hmm. They just put a gold plaque with people's names on it, so like my dad's name on this bench over
here.
I'm
going to
take a knife.
The ones we looked at in Columbus had it wasn't a plaque, it was just actually
embroidered, like turned into it.
Routed.
I'm going to
say that next meeting, just so you know.
Okay, I just would like to see the policy again, and then I'll fuss around a bit. If you could just email it to me, because then it would be current.
So do donation policy, match it with that quote.
Yes.
And then we'll go from there.
Yes.
Well, and some of the things like... You know, like,
that's what we'll start
I mean,
with.
The benches and tables, obviously, I would think are easier than, hey, you want to sponsor a trash can.
So the problem with those trash cans, and I looked all over, right now we're 55-gallon trash cans. If we're that style, you're looking at 30-gallon trash cans, which means now I'm taking someone from another job to go empty trash twice or three times a week. And then there was talks about recycling. Well, if people are really into recycling, they're going to bring a Yeti or a Stanley, and that's what they're going to use. Otherwise, they're not going to take a Gatorade bottle, take the label off, rinse it out, and then put it in the recycling. It's a moot point.
That's me.
Yeah.
Doing it.
But you're one out of
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to throw it in recycling, and then I'm going to take it to the road. Which
and you're going to take regular waste and throw it in recycling because you don't look at the difference.
That's not right. I love the idea, but it's the reality of it is. I have recycled. I can put one out there, but it's a waste of our time.
100%.
And I will gladly do that.
Let's start with putting together a donation acceptance list, can you email me a copy of that invoice? Sorry.
No, it's no problem.
I'm sure it's in my packet, and I could look it up. But if you really,
I can get a copy if you want to.
If you just hand it to me, you want to hand it to me, or you want to keep it?
I have a copy for you.
I'm confused what we're doing with that. I thought you said you don't want those things.
I don't, but I know that it costs $600, so I can come up with a reasonable donation price.
Got it.
Sponsor. And it costs to put the plaque on, and it costs time to put the plaque on.
Right, and if we're going to do buildings, that should probably have an associated cost.
Well, I thought the ones we had the name already, like, routed into the
Yeah, they wrote the name into the back of the...
But then that one name would sponsor the whole bench.
So if it says Mercy Health Partners, it's in the plastic or like router. There's no plaque that somebody could pry off with a finger with a screwdriver or whatever.
When we talk to them, they will. So say for instance, we put a bench in, blank bench, and then Chuck's family wants to sponsor this bench. Then we say this is what it's gonna say. They make the part. They ship us. We switch out the part with the part.
Great.
So it's not.
I need to know what that costs.
All right. No, it's not because it's charged by the letter.
Right.
So,
I'll get you as many letters as can fit on there.
Okay, we'll get the alphabet twice.
And it probably includes shipping and all that stuff. So, to get in honor of Barbara Lang on there, it's going to cost $350, and the bench costs $600. Now I'm at $1,000 just for the bench. My math was a little flexible there. And then there has to be a donation part. So we could say a donation of $1,500 get you a bench. Because I'm being generous, Chuck doesn't want me to charge too much. I would say a donation of $3,500 get you a bench.
Since I have you.
But I'll bring that and we can discuss.
I am looking at stuff for our niches and columbarium stuffs. If you remember
that was my next question. We looked at the pre-built just delivered there in Columbus.
So I think before we do anything in Roth, you guys need to come up with, I like this concept. I want it to look like what, because I want any direction. I can make this thing as fancy or as basic as you want. But once I pour concrete, that's it. Like we need to make, I need some direction from you three. Like, send me a picture. Like, I was on Pinterest and I like this. Or I Googled images and I like this. So if you want a water feature, how extravagant do you want to get? And to me, the smarter one is, if we do Swan Creek, we already have a quote from Transtar for electric. We got that last year.
The concrete floor's in it, 6 inches thick, which is plenty thick enough. We take the doors off, we add some lights, and we put those niches on both sides of the wall in the back and a bench in the center.
Perfect.
And then we sell it out. And then that'll be capital to fund that. And that'll give some time to say, you know what, I do like this, or I don't like this, or I like West Toledo's whatever. But right now, like, I'm just looking at 1,000 different things, and I don't know what direction we want to go.
Well, and I didn't know, I mean...
Those will fit, the ones that we looked at.
Yeah, those will fit over at Swan Creek.
Yeah, and we can actually get them taller, basically the height of the door, bring them in.
Do we need electricity in there?
Yeah, I would. I would definitely put... I would get rid of the doors.
Could
it'd be too dark if you didn't put electric, but the other problem is the park closes at dark, so it wouldn't be because somebody's coming in there after dark, because it closes at dark. But if you're all in there and they're in there, it's going to be dark cave walking if you don't
it's
have
dark,
some
dark
sort
now.
Of lights in
like
there.
Like when we were working doing concrete, we had lights on just to see, to finish concrete.
Right.
So I would definitely, and the ceiling sandstone. So there's some limitations of what we can do. So when we talk to TransStars, bringing power from the power pole to the east, all the way down the drive, the stone road, to the back of the building, with a breaker and outlet on the outside, and then wire Romex going up on the outside of the building through the peak above the ceiling so you don't see it, and then doing something, either doing drop lights, or then I had an idea of doing like candelabras, those things, so it's more mood lighting side, so it's not lighting, it's more subdued.
Translucent, so a little more subdued.
Yeah, not so much in your face. And then leave the doors open.
Yeah.
It's an outdoor space.
With a security camera also. I'm just thinking ahead.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not opposed to that. I don't know how many will fit in there.
So the lighting has to be a little weather resistant.
Yeah, to me, if you have doors in there, you're asking for problems. You get rid of the doors.
Yep, are asking for problems.
Now, the other thing we could do, too, is put in the cemeteries, because we've had stuff come up missing.
So from it closes at dusk and opens
at dawn, and just do a scissor gate on all the entrances and be done with it.
Or you get a code when you have a...
Who opens on the weekends?
No, automatically. They just come up, just like the lights in the parking lot going off. When the lights go, they come down.
Well, you should look into that for sure. I don't know what gates would look like.
Yeah, I think if we can get those pre-built ones in there, light it, I would suggest a circuit of cream to start with. I mean,
this is a project I'd love to cross off.
Get 100 unit ones is worth a slide.
Yeah, but which way does it go? I mean, is it going to face the east? Is it going to face north and south?
You're the sexton.
Do we want to... I mean, what, I understand, but...
Take my jobs away, Chuck.
So, what I'm saying is, what do you want...
So we want, Chuck and I just said we want you to move forward on Swan Creek. So come back with a quote, a total cost for the lights, the columbariums. We can then set a price.
And you're picking colors of granite.
Yep.
And a metal bench, something that withstands weather, right? So
a lot of them do
cement kind of bench of stone.
The company in Columbus are getting a granite bench. They're just across the line and actually in Canada, like 3 hours away.
Yeah, they match. So your bench would match your walls.
Great.
And
so,
it's done. It's maintenance free.
So
we don't touch it.
Gray is fine.
Maintenance free.
Something plain.
You're not going to pick it up and throw it in the creek.
Light. Something light since it's dark in there. Light gray. Now, if you want to talk about what's going on over there, I think there are several spaces you could put a columbarium at Roth. Am I wrong about that?
Wasn't it designated for the back right corner where there's nobody
11.
Buried there? Section 11 is open.
So it's the northwest corner.
And we have an area.
Just to the south of
south
that.
South of that.
Wouldn't it be great to do something specific for veterans? Like you could make it like a flag or something.
That's why I want to narrow it down, because I can go really crazy.
So we do a little one for veterans. We do something in the southwest corner that, you know.
Since we're talking about cemeteries, though, too, and I brought this up before, if there's any way inexpensively to mark the graves that actually have bodies there that have no markings whatsoever. I don't know if we can just do a little brass back with the person's name. Like, there's that one I have. There's two people next, and there's no headstones.
So... We don't recognize some, so that's something we could do. if they're an indigent, we provide the footer, and we pay for a very basic headstone at the cost of $500.
All right.
So you're looking at $800 per non-headstone person. Now, if I know that and I'm tight on money, I'm like, I'm not going to buy a headstone. I'll let the township pay for it.
Well, I'm not saying a whole headstone or even concrete. I didn't know. I had pictures of it. It's just like a brass plaque or something.
Yeah, those bronze.
You could dig up, right. You know, not that I feel bad about it. Somebody said that if a grave is not used within a certain amount of time, you're allowed to recoup that grave. And I think I might have heard it down in Columbus.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. If you want to do that, you can have that project because that is going to be a nightmare.
Okay. And the,
like an absolute, I don't want to do that.
Well, I'm just saying, Columbus said that if something happened, that was something that was in one of the classes. And the other thing that was in one of the classes, and now my mind just went, ching. Oh, they're $1,500 recoup now, and I think we told Harold to look into it, that the state now has fund money that will reimburse the township for indigent burials, $1,500 for an adult, $750, and you can go back to November of 2024 to ask for that money to be reimbursed to the township. And I mentioned that to Harold, too, to see if we've had any, and continuing forward, mm-hmm. Might want to keep this in mind, that the state does have a fund of $1,500 to give back to the township.
For indigent, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure our last one was in April because he asked me about it.
Okay. So we might just want to keep that in mind.
20?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Not hard.
Yes.
Just bring something like that.
Got it.
Got a couple minutes here left. I want to leave a couple of just over the agenda, but how can we help be more successful?
Oh, that's a loaded question. No, right now we got the right people in place, and I think that's helpful.
If everybody's happy.
They agreed on it, so I would just say they're happy. The next big things that we have are, I'm going to get with Gavin and start going over. Let me back up. EJ and I went through all the equipment, rated what's going to be replaced, put a plan together of when and how. But now I want to sit down with Gavin and say, okay, what makes sense budgetarily for the next 5 years for us? Because I don't want to be like, hey, every year I want a new truck. I want this. I want to justify it to where it makes sense.
The replacement's good, sure.
So if you're open to changing of equipment, that would be helpful for us to probably help our department the most. Kind of change how we do things.
There's another dream, though, too, about the street sweepers. They're made down in Texas. When we're down in Columbus, there was a street sweeper thing. Still would like to see if there's any way to work with any of the townships. I know there's a lot of hurdles, but it's still something in the future to look into instead of hiring it out.
Yeah. Any updates on our truck?
It's in Kaleida, or at Kaleida.
And mine's a mess. It needs swept. So I know we have to do it 3 times a year. It's March already. Let's get on it.
The software for the cemetery?
They're still doing data migration.
Okay.
Harold signed the thing last month, so it's just a matter of them getting it together.
Right. And how many used but unmarked graves there are?
I have no idea, to be quite honest with you. There is, Swan Creek's probably worse than Roth. But during the Civil War, it's not like people were really taking good. With the software update stuff we're doing, or the migration.
Or you'll be able to, just like that, be able to tell.
Well, even with that, I've had a lot of go out and find this, because what it says on the paperwork, where it's at in reality, are two different things. I don't have a good answer for you. And I won't know how many mistakes we have even going down the road. Like, there's still going to be things that come up in the cemetery.
That's because of the... It'd be good now to get it what we're doing now with the software.
It'll be in software, but that doesn't mean it was recorded the right way.
Correct.
So it gets put digitally the wrong still. So there's going to be still... We're going to have that to deal with. So our paper stuff's going to go away altogether. Like, we're going to save it.
Your new person got a role for CDL?
Not yet. Harold wants to wait until after probation's done.
Okay.
So when her 90 days is up, then we'll roll on. But she's fitting in.
You guys are trimming trees now?
Oh, yeah. They're at it. We've had one complaint out of 3 neighborhoods, so they're in Blystone right now. But they're going after it, so. And they'll continue after it throughout the summer, probably.
Is that it?
Unless you have anything else.
No. I don't know. You guys have a good night.
All right. You thanks, Doug.
I think this was the Texas deal down there. Right. If you picked that up or not. I think that's Waco, Texas or something.
For the agenda.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Okay, you got that?
Executive session at the end for
4:35.
Gotcha.
Employee compensation and then also economic development. Can we do both, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can we do anything about personnel on there then too?
Employee to compensation.
About the fire stuff we were discussing.
About
staffing or used to, because I said I had a few things I wanted to bring up.
Staffing issues, yeah.
If you want to talk about promoting, demoting, or compensation, but just to talk about, do you need more firefighters?
We're talking about the fire prevention position. Is that something to discuss in the executive or not?
Unless you want to talk about candidates and compensation, but if you're just talking a position, no.
Do we have that out there? As far as Barbara had it,
you can talk about it now. You've got to go out. Well,
right.
I mean, in here, it depends on what you want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a topic you can talk about, but any decisions you're gonna have to go have a meeting about it.
Matt is out. When I saw his email today,
did you just hear about that today?
Yes.
That he's going to be out for 2 weeks.
I just heard about it today.
I'm just saying.
It was next meeting,
no,
though. It's here now.
He's leaving on the 7th.
Okay. Yeah, but he's today.
Right. But I'm just surprised we weren't informed about it before 5 days out. Like, who's going to be taken charge? Who's going to be running what? Because I just had that decision discussion with Hampton concerning different things.
I assume he told Harold.
Well, he said that we didn't hear about it, I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know.
Who's in charge?
Harold.
When Matt's gone?
No,
the
assistant
chief.
I'm just... Okay, Gavin. Okay. I'm just saying it would be nice to have a plan. If I'm out, I'm going to say so-and-so. I'm going to make sure the people... The bosses are informed, but, I'm going to be out. This person's going to happen.
I sent my colleagues a text this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody responded.
Oh,
well,
you,
that would have been.
I was going to see if Chuck wanted to schedule
the
any meeting.
The 5th of May and the 18th of October, yeah.
August, yeah.
August.
I just want to make sure I don't leave anybody high and dry.
No, I appreciate that very much because now in the future, you're not going to be there. But I'm just saying it would be nice to know.
You'd like to know the plan for the 2 weeks.
For the chain of command, I mean, if Matt told Harold, Harold should have informed us. So I don't know when Matt, he said in his email today that he informed Harold.
At what level do you cut that off? Like, so if another guy's on vacation, like one of Doug's guys, does he have to report? I mean, you have to clear.
I mean, he's a redhead, yeah. But
I think I heard Trudy say she's about the fire department general, so this just adds to her worry. And she's not explaining why she's worried about the fire department, so...
Our assistant chief lives in Point Place.
Well, I'm sure he'll make accommodations, but we can ask that question when we sit out there and get the fire report or have a conversation.
We have fires right now that we don't have either chief show up at. So
that's why I wanted to have a discussion. I wanted to have a discussion in executive session, but I got
about mutual aid and automatic aid?
Well, that's different than talking about a fire inspector position, whether we're going to hunt somebody, if you're going to talk about, there's no executive session exception to the Open Meetings Act.
So with that information, I would say you should ask the right questions about mutual aid and automatic aid in a public meeting so that we can find out what your concern is and try to adjust.
I mean, I can put under old new business, can just put fire vacation.
Fired leave. It's not vacation.
Pete, not vacation. Okay. She's not on vacation. We don't want to just...
Well, we are coming back in here for executive session to discuss salaries.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, it's 5:29.
So last question, Dawn, though. The question we had before with Barbara and I is, can we contract it out? Can we do for the fire prevention thing? I wanted to know if there's anything in the Ohio Revised Code that stipulates fire prevention officers or townships.
You have a fire department, you have to have a fire prevention officer.
Right. So
can it be more than one?
It can be more than one.
Can it be a contract person? Because I heard there could be issues if you contract. So that's the only thing legally I would like to know before we even have the discussion for the fire prevention. What does the Ohio Revised Code, what does that say concerning that position and who can do it and what the trustees are allowed? Because we threw a lot of ideas out. Can it be contract? Can it be a part-time? So this, it'd be that.
Shared services and contracts, I don't think of as the same, but maybe they are.
So I just like Dawn to look into it so we can make an intelligent decision into the Ohio Revised Code.
I think we can share three different ways. I mean, I'm just trying to think if you need one and they're not there because they're doing something else and you're required to have one. But I'll look. Look at that. Certainly you can
contract it out. Somebody threw the Ohio Revised Code out at me concerning this, and I
don't
know
how.
But then Trudy says there's liability.
Are you attending the county engineers meeting?
You're leaving. Yes.
I am not, so.
No. Period.
You're leaving.
Barbara, are you attending the county engineers meeting?
Yes.
Okay, because I am not. I must have
been. I am.
I'm guessing that you want me to be.